quickly this morning. I want to start from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Glory, 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 glory. Tell your neighbor, it is supernatural. Oh, yes. In verse 23, we read, now, may the God, see, Paul is always praying. And in all his prayers, he prayed the word. Pastor, then why are we speaking in tongues? Paul said, I speak in tongues more than all of you. So you see, we are right to pray in tongues. And we will continue to pray in tongues. But you see, that does not mean that you should leave the word out. Matter of fact, when you're praying in tongues, because you don't have adequate words to express the word you're expressing anymore. The same word of God has so much exploded inside of you, so many tongues are expressing at the same time. A thousand tongues are not enough to express. So you go, shalabaka shakata. Aha. It's not because there's nothing I'm thinking. Okay, so he prayed that prayer there. He said, now may the God of peace himself. Everybody say, peace, peace, peace. Come on, help me, help me. As you pronounce it today, you carry it home. In the name of Jesus. As you understand it, you carry it into your business. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All the riots going on in your body will cease. In the name of Jesus, the God of peace. Now, may the God of peace himself. He's not sending someone to do this. May the God of peace himself sanctify you. When God separates you by his peace. So the only way they know that this is God, that you carry so much peace in the midst of turmoil, that I wonder what is this. When God separates you, when the God of peace separates. Now, may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. See, when God does something, it's whole. No half and half with God. If it's not abundantly, it's holy. If it's not holy, it's completely. Jesus, you do much. May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he has said too many things in this prayer. If you're still doubting whether he's coming, Paul is telling you that he is. So don't think that this is all the life you're going to live. What a miserable mistake that will be. You think I can do what I want here and this will be the end of it? It's a lie. Jesus is coming back. There's another life beyond this life. As well as this is preparatory to the main life. But what I'm going to pick from here is the fact that it says, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved. So what Paul is saying is that, because he said, and may you be wholly preserved. So the wholeness of you begins with your spirit, then your soul, then your body. Now we can go ahead to carry out all kinds of studies there. I want you to understand that we carefully wrote down the believers class. I personally did. You may not believe it. God gave me grace to do a little bit of reading. I still love reading. And I still do. You are not a body, a mass of flesh that possess the spirit. You are created in the image and likeness of God. And if you want to argue, let me quickly say to you straight away from the same letters of Paul. He said, we don't know what we are going to look like, but when he will be appearing, then we shall be like him. And in his argument, he said, there is one body that belongs to the terrestrial and yet a different body to the celestial. So don't you ever think that is this your body that you will carry there. No, it will change. In fact, to explain, he said, look, he said the chicken is a body. The fish is a body. The goat is a body. And yet all the fleshes are different. Say, so is the body here different from the body there? So please understand well. So you are not just a body. You are not first a body that has a spirit. You are a spirit that possesses a body. The difference between you and those spirits that we don't see, they are not in a body form. That's all. What happens when a man dies? It is separation. It is sanctification. See, what do you mean sanctification? It is separating the body, or rather the spirit and the soul, from the body. So when the spirit and the soul comes out of the body, then the body is left as a carcass. Then that body now has no usefulness anymore, because we disintegrate to the elements from which God took it from. The Bible says that he scooped together the dust of the earth and he made it into the form of a man. And then he breathed into him, and that's what made him a living soul. It was your spirit that gave your body the life that it has. It's not your body that gives your spirit the life it has. Your body will decay, and another body will take over, but your spirit is indestructible. You say, what do you mean? What about going to hell? Do the mathematics yourself now. When one finger will burn for 1,000 years, you can think the rest. So we are spirit, soul, and body. So you are a spiritual being. That's what I'm trying to say. You are supernatural. Well, your supernatural is given an identity physically, and that's your body here on earth. So be careful. That's why Paul, in most of his letters, will refer to your body as a temple. Yeah, a temple that houses a body. No, you know that your body is what? And that you house the Holy Spirit that dwells where? Inside of you. 1 Corinthians 3:16, 6:19. Don't you know? If you don't know, please know now, so that your perspective may change. I can allow the supernatural to start flowing in a natural manner. Number two is the fact that Jesus was speaking in Matthew chapter 18, and verses 18 and 19. Say, whatever you bind on earth, hello. Who is going to do the binding on earth? What will happen when you bind something on earth? Come on, talk to me. What does that tell you? You have the capacity to move things around here. You have that same capacity to move things around there. Can't you see? Whatever two or three of you shall agree concerning touching here on earth, it shall what? Be done. Can't you see whether singly or in partnership as he's cooperating, you are able to do things? And also we will come to understand that when you agree, that's what God wants much more. It's stronger than when you do it alone. Because two are better than. That's the word of God. I'm saying all this to let you know that you have a capacity that you have not been using. Because after this service, somebody will control something as a way of test, because you believe. And some things will move for you in the name of Jesus. Now, the way it is such that if you don't give a command, there is no obedience. That's where the Bible says, where the word of the king is, there is. Why? Because there must be obedience. Come on, are you here? So, as capable as you are, if you don't issue instructions, things will not change. And that's why Jesus in his teaching says that if you will say, come on, let somebody begin to say what Jesus says. If you will say to this mountain, be thou removed. We will say. And in order to really drive home his point, he said to a fig tree, he said, let no man eat of you from hereafter. And they went away. And just barely 24 hours, he was dried. And Peter said, oh my goodness. What? Master, see the tree you cursed yesterday? You know how he answered him? Say, have the faith of God. Or have faith in God, which we translate when we get into analyzing from the Greek, have the God kind of faith. So he's saying that the bridge between your potential, because you are an unusual potential sitting and hearing me this morning, but potential is useless until there's a performance. You can be the greatest potential the world has ever seen. If you never manifest, you are a failure if you go that way. You know what the world will call you? They will call you the greatest that never be. No, sir. No, ma. We are the greatest that God has made. And we will manifest it supernaturally. That's why the Bible says, up until now, the whole of creation is waiting for your manifestation. Even the plants and the beasts know your capacity. And that was what the Bible, the Apostle John was saying. He said, to as many as received him, or have come to believe him, he has given you the capacity to rule the supernatural and the natural. Because that's the heritage of the sons of God. So God.